All right, well, I'm recording wherever you guys are ready to go.
All right, cool. Olu, can you hear us? I saw him.
Yeah, I saw him too.
There he is.
No, you're muted.
Cannot hear you. Muted.
You are still muted, Alu. I don't know if we've talked about that at this point.
I have no idea if there's going to be any kind of NH exit. I would hope so.
What did we do last year? Who's, I know we had something last year. Don't we have a banner for NH Exit for Porkfest?
I don't have any kind of NH Exit banner.
Do I have the NH Exit banner? I feel like we have an NH Exit banner.
I have no recollection of that.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't think we have a logo that's high res enough for it. Maybe yours is. Maybe your t-shirt's a vector or something like that, but the one I've got is pretty low res.
I'd have to take a look and see what banners I have. I can never remember what stuff I've got and what I don't. I know we had NH Exit stuff, though. I thought we had a whole table, but maybe I'm mistaken. I don't know.
Looks like Alu says he's gonna have a table for his books and such, so maybe he can put some stuff there. He did mention the, since you are recording, I do want to make sure people know that this week should be the week that the UNH Survey Center will be doing their Granite State poll, and they have confirmed to me that indeed the NHXit questions, the secession questions, will be present for that poll. So we will have four questions included, three of which are basically retreads of three of the, I think, the most key questions that were asked in the Foundation's study that they did last year. So we'll hopefully get to see if there's any kind of trend, if hopefully the numbers go more in our favor this time around. So that is something that I'm very excited to see how that turns out. So that'll be this week. We'll be asking people if they had heard about the constitutional amendment last year, what their level of awareness was of that. We'll be asking, I'm just going off the top of my head here, we'll be asking if people support the idea of putting the question to a vote. We'll be asking if they support New Hampshire being an independent nation and peacefully seceding from the United States. And a fourth question, which is eluding my recollection at the moment. But I can go pull it up. Stand by. All right, just a recap here. I got the actual questions now. So the questions, for those that are unfamiliar, we're going to do question one on the survey will be, and again, this will be in the middle of the full survey that they're going to be doing. So I don't know what other issues they're going to be covering, but with the UNH Survey Center, they're always asking probably some questions about some presidential candidates or something, you know, typical like that. So at some point in there, they will ask these questions. One, in March of 2022, the New Hampshire House of Representatives rejected a constitutional amendment calling for New Hampshire to peaceably declare independence from the United States and to govern itself as a separate country. How much do you recall hearing about this? Answers are a lot, some, not very much, not at all, and don't know slash not sure. Question two will be, would you support or oppose the idea of New Hampshire holding a vote to find out whether voters want New Hampshire to peacefully declare independence from the United States? Answers are strongly support, somewhat support, neutral doesn't matter to me, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed, and don't know, not sure. Question three will be, would you support or oppose New Hampshire peacefully seceding from the United States and governing itself as a separate country? Answers are the same as the last one. And then the final question, question four, will be, if New Hampshire were not already part of the United States, would you want New Hampshire to join? And the answers there are slightly different. Definitely, probably, probably not, definitely not, and don't know, not sure. So I really like that last question. I forget who deserves credit for coming up with it, but that's definitely one of my favorite questions just because it kind of flips the script on people and hopefully gets them thinking outside of the box. So those last three questions are basically the same with slight modifications because the Survey Center had some suggestions as to what they thought was better wording than was in the previous survey. So hopefully we'll get to see some positive changes in what people are thinking on these questions. So that's the big news. They're going to give us a PDF, I guess, of all the results and, you know, all the demographic breakdowns and such. We should get more respondents than we did on the previous survey. The downside is it's a little more expensive per question. The upside is it's being conducted by a well-respected New Hampshire polling agency. So hopefully that'll help us pick up some extra media that we weren't able to do previously. Yeah. Maybe they'll completely ignore it, just like they did the last one, but it's good to try something different. You know, if they ignore us on this one, then probably we'll be good to go back with Survey USA next year. And maybe, you know, maybe it's a good idea to switch it up. You know, 1 year do Survey USA, next year do UNH, and then go back to Survey USA. I don't know. But yeah, I think it's important to have this stuff done on a yearly basis. I mean, every other year is not a bad thing, but doing it every year keeps it front and center, potentially gets news coverage, and gives us you know, potential to look at trends. So that's a big news. Nothing new on the airplane flight. That's still slated for the 27th, so we'll have the survey hit, and then I don't know how quick, the only question is how quick we're going to get the response from the survey. I'm not really sure what to expect. I don't know if it'll be like, you know, a couple days later or a couple weeks, but shouldn't be too long. I suspect they have this system pretty down, pretty automated as far as getting the results out. So hopefully we'll get the survey hit, we'll get the results within a week, and then we'll have an airplane up in the sky the week after that.
Sounds good. So I did have an NH exit banner last year.
No kidding.
We do have one. I don't know if we had a whole, I feel like we had a whole table, but maybe we didn't. But that was definitely up. And if somebody does do a table, you know, they're more than welcome to take the banner for the table.
Cool.
So, and either way, we'll put the banner up one way or another, but.
Oh, apparently they're going to be inviting these politicians to speak at the Pork Fest this year, which is really really unfortunate. They're apparently going to give them main stage appearances, these low-life presidential candidate-type peoples. That's a real disappointment. But maybe, you know, if somebody wants to bird dog them on independence, that might be something that could be done. Try to make the best of it.
Yeah, it would be interesting. It is kind of interesting, too, though, that they have a presidential candidate when it's, you know, the Free State Project is focused on New Hampshire.
Yeah, I think it's a stupid move, but, you know, it's not my event, so.
Yeah, it sounds like you're not the only one that thought the same thing, though.
Yeah, it's really going to be ugly when they, apparently they're going to have Robert Kennedy Jr., speaking, and they're going to lock the pavilion down and apparently search people for guns who want to get in there, which I think is going to be a real low point for Porkfest security.
Wow.
For over the years. That's going to be an embarrassing thing to do to people.
That's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, if they're going to be there, might as well ask them about independence and get them on the record or whatever that's worth. I'm sure they'll shuck and jive and slime their way around questions. But,
I wonder if
so that's
a,
all I...
I, wonder, but, I half wonder if it's actually going to happen. I know they've failed in certain with certain other people in the past that were pretty big names.
I think it will happen. They want to get primary votes, so they're going to come up and schmooze the libertarians, try to pretend like they're more libertarian than they actually are. That's what I would expect.
Yeah, maybe.
But looks like another light meeting this week here. You got anything else to cover?
No, unfortunately, no progress on on the oh well, I guess that doesn't even, now I think of it, that's not even any Chexit related, so never mind.
All right. Well, I got my news out. I'll update you guys next week if I hear anything fresh on the survey.
Sounds good.
All right, man. Have a great day.
All right. Bye.
See you later.